Sasqua is a podcast about Bigfoot. It's recorded for the skeptics, the believers, the knowers, and those who just have a casual interest in the subject. For more information, visit sasquatch.com.
It was August of 1978. Our shift started at 10:30, and as I left the sheriff's office to head out into my area, I got a call to go to a house on Lincoln Street East, which is Route 30, US 30. And when I got out of the car and met the people at the house, who were obviously distressed, what they described to me was hearing rocks or something hit the roof of their house.
As I recall, something initially happened to their dog.
This is Sasqua, a podcast about Bigfoot. I am your host. My name is Seth Breedlove. I'm not joined tonight by Mark Matsky because he is busy with his barbershop quartet. However, I am joined by my pals Alan and Jesse from Fathom Frontiers and Grassman Gear. They are two of my cohorts on a project I've been talking about for quite some time, the Small Town Monsters Minerva Monster movie. I thought it'd be fun to have them on. There's been a lot of activity in the last week with the Minerva Monster movie, and we thought it'd be a fitting time to have them on, start talking about the movie, talk about the story, let people in on what it is we've been doing for the last 3 months now, and kind of get people prepped and pumped up for this. So, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going, Seth?
Pretty good. Pretty good. And Jesse?
Fabulous. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Yeah. And you guys are sitting in the Fathom Frontiers den.
It is the international headquarters here.
Yeah.
Sunny Painesville, Ohio.
That's comma LTD period.
I got to say, I was at Alan's house on Saturday, and he has the gaming room of my dreams. It's the chairs move. That's all I really remember. I had a migraine so bad I can barely recall half of what happened on Saturday. But all I remember is that the chairs literally were vibrating while Jesse was playing the Titanfall game, and I thought I was going to rock it out of my chair.
Yeah, definitely. If this doesn't go well, I'm going to cut out and go back here and start up a game. Just keep that in mind, Seth.
I'm not sure how that's going to be for the sound quality. All right, so Minerva Monster, this is I have no memory of how we got around to doing this movie. I remember that we were out one day in Cuyahoga Valley, and we recorded that episode of Sasquatch. And then there's like this blank spot in my memory, and the next thing I remember is us in Minerva filming the movie.
Well, there was an awkward dinner in Peninsula, Ohio, where some strange things happened.
There may or may not have been an alien abduction.
I'm not sure either. There was definitely some probing involved, I think.
All right, so fill us in on, do you recall, like, we did meet. I remember the business meeting in which we met.
Yes.
How did this become a thing?
You said you were doing some research for possibly writing a book on it, and you wanted to know if we wanted to just go ahead and do a movie instead. Mm-hmm. And we said, heck yeah.
Yeah, we put it to a lot of critical thought. It was
about 2.5 seconds.
Was that guy, that heck yeah, was that like you guys both saying it synchronized, same time, looked over at each other, and then there's like brief pause, and then the same time
it was kind of like this. Heck yeah.
And then there was this weird like, because that was me.
Sorry.
But no, it's cool because it was like this weird, you know, this really rare moment of, you know, you kind of coming forward with your dream, your vision of something you wanted to do. And lo and behold, Alan and I have always been kind of searching for a creative outlet to shoot a film or a documentary or something. But it was always, difficult for us to kind of pin down exactly what we wanted to do. And then one day, Seth met us at Cuyahoga Valley, and here we are.
Yeah. And when I talk about the – I talked about it in the actual Grassman Gear episode of Sass What, but they have all the equipment needed to make a movie is what's crazy. It's not like they're running around buying, you know, every little piece of equipment. It was already in place. So we met out in Minerva. Well, first of all, before we even get into the actual – you know, behind the scenes, what happened as we were making this. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Caton story and what the Minerva Monster is. And it's probably Ohio's most famous Bigfoot incident. It took place in the town of Minerva in northeastern Ohio. It's in Stark County. It's also actually, Minerva's a weird town because it's in Stark County, Carroll County, and is it Tuscarora County? It's sandwiched right in between three counties. That's all I know. It's very bizarre. But it's their home. The Caton's home is inside of Stark County, and it's on right off Route 30. And back in 1978, there was a series of incidences where the family was seeing this Bigfoot, basically, behind their house. Multiple people from the family saw this creature. There was many different things happened. There was rock throwing and some other stuff I'm not even going to spoil because there's some things that are going to come out in the movie that some people haven't even, you know, actually been aware of until this movie. But it was this strange series of incidences that took place over the course of what most people took to be one summer in 1978, but there's some information that came to light while we were filming that this actually took place for a much longer period of time and still may be taking place even today. So as I had researched this last winter, like they were talking about a minute ago, I was researching it for a book I was going to write called Small Town Monsters. It was going to be about four Bigfoot sightings from around the country that took place in small towns and kind of became a celebrity sighting, as it were, a monster celebrity. And this one really grabbed my attention, and I actually called up the lady that wrote the stories on the Minerva Monster for the Akron Beacon Journal. I did an interview with her, a phone interview, and I was going to take that information and use it in my book. I spoke to people from the Historical Society of Minerva. Basically, I did a bunch of research that I ended up redoing entirely when we got into the filming of this movie. So I still have my original phone interviews with Barbara and the Historical Society folks, so that's kind of fun to go back and listen to that because it's slightly different takes on it. But the story just grabbed me, and it's an interesting story in that it also grabbed the attention of a lot of not just media, but Bigfoot hunters. And I mentioned it on Facebook the other day. Don Keating, Matt Moneymaker, Robert W. Morgan all spent time at the Caton's house looking for this supposed monster that lived in the woods. What was it about the story as you guys, because I don't know how aware of it you were going into this. Alan, what was it about the story that kind of grabbed you?
Well, once you told me the story, I thought it was pretty interesting.
Jesse?
I thought what was interesting is that it was really this, you know, small town and this big event that not only caught the attention of the town, but really was put under the, you know, national media. It drew the national media's attention. And then it kind of just started fading into nothing. And despite it being really such a big event, and like you said, Seth, it's something that is probably a lot larger than just the summer of 78. And that's what really attracted me to it, is how could something that affected so many people in so many different ways all of a sudden just start to fade into, you know, oblivion? And you know, that's what really attracted me, is just that transition of major event. People are like, what are you talking about, when you ask them about it? So that's what's really fascinating to me about it.
Yeah, and that was literally the kind of reaction we got from townspeople when you would try to talk to them about this event. Was like this sheepish look, like they had never heard of this thing. I mean, the bulk of the people we talked to in the town of Minerva on the day we were filming, the first day we filmed there in the town proper, I'd say like 90% of people had no clue what we were talking about.
Yeah, the interesting part was you would ask them about that, and then they would be like, no, I don't know about that, but I can tell you about this ghost story, or the French lost gold is a very popular story from down in that area that everybody wanted to talk about that, you know. Yeah. But
we were even told we should make our movie about the French lost gold.
That might be part two.
Yeah. That'll be in the extended cut DVD. So
Peter Jackson's Small Town Monsters, Minerva Monster.
With guest producer James Cameron. So.
And on a side note, I'm looking at our little picture here of what me and Jesse look like. We're going to be doing the Monday Night Football game after this. So we look like the broadcasters. And...
Yes.
All right, so we started filming the movie. Do you guys remember an exact date? It was like mid-September, right? Or was it beginning of September?
It was definitely September.
I
want to say it was like second to last weekend in September. It was right around there.
It was. I think it might have been the last, like the 28th or something. We had a lot of scheduling issues before we could finally get down there.
Yeah. We got out there. Our first weekend was the most filming I think we did in terms of like back-to-back constant filming. We started on Saturday morning, if I'm not mistaken. Saturday morning at the Caton's house?
At the Caton's house. No one was there, so we had the run of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then we covered the strip mine behind it, and then we even went over to the trailer park and then back to the strip mine pond. Then we left from there, and we went downtown at a car show and then over to the Oktoberfest. That was all on Saturday.
Yeah, and we were filming... We didn't film too many interviews on Saturday. It was mostly, I think, the B-roll stuff, and then we shot some interviews with locals around town if we could. But that was interesting in itself, just trying to get people to come on camera. Sunday, I believe, was our big day at the Historical Society, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So the Minerva Historical Society was amazing in that they let us set up inside... They've recreated a doctor's office inside the Historical Society, and they actually told us they thought that would be the best room to kind of set up in. And on Sunday, we got to film our interview with Barbara Galloway, who did the articles on the Minerva Monster for the Akron Beacon. And we interviewed Historical Society, one of the chairmen there. And meanwhile, while all that's going around, Jesse and my friend Nathan, who helped us a lot on that first weekend, they were out wandering the streets, grabbing footage and stuff.
Getting into trouble.
Yeah. Tell us about your experiences filming around town, Jesse.
There's
some legal matters we have to settle before we go back.
On advice of my counsel. Well, it's Nathan and I... Because Seth and Alan were focusing on their interviews there in the Historical Society, Nathan and I tried to take advantage of the time to go do some more, you know, people on the street interviews. And, you know, we got a couple people and, you know, again, you know, they're, I don't know what you're talking about, but you ever hear about the French lost gold? So, but we go to one of the local shops there and inquire with a couple people, had they, you know, have you heard of the Minerva Monster? And they're like, oh yeah, you know, I've heard about this story. It was an older gentleman and a woman. And we started having a conversation, got their permission to film it. And somebody overheard us having this conversation. The word spread quick. Okay, this is a very small town. The whole concept even of small town monsters, it's the epitome, okay? This is Mayberry, if you will. It's, mm-hmm. you know, they someone left that overheard us. They went out to the street. Next thing I know, you know, Nathan and I are trying to talk to these two people, and And like three or four people come in, and this guy's like, I know about the Minerva Monster. Great, you know, we'd love to hear it. And he notices the camera, and he's immediately like, are you filming this? Yes, we are. I'm not talking about it. So he leaves, and next thing we know, a woman comes in from the back of this building and asks us if we were shooting a much different type of film that usually is orientated around adult material, I'll say. And Nathan and I said, well, obviously, and quickly put our pants back on. But no, they asked if we were shooting some type of pornography film, and you know, we tried to say we're not, and they asked for identification, and we explained what we were doing. You know, our colleagues are down at another building interviewing people and filming, and so you know, we got we were told you know, repeat, don't I better not be on your film by several people, but that was a pretty I don't know,
they're on there, we got them in there.
So but no, if you were down there and you watched this, you are not on film, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to know that. But the camera was turned off.
Otherwise, I do think the town of Minerva itself was fantastic as far as getting. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better first weekend. They were their Oktoberfest was going on, like Alan said. The car show was taking place right down this classic hot rod car show, which was incredible. And I'm not a car guy, but seeing all these cars lining this very old fashioned street of the town, it was perfect Americana. I mean, it's exactly what you want for a movie about a small town. So that was that first weekend. After that, it was pretty much a series of just kind of driving out there or meeting in Canton. One of the best interviews we grabbed was with Jim Shannon, the retired police officer who at that point was tasked with the Minerva Monster case. And that was just an amazing interview. I mean, we had a blast not just interviewing him, but talking to him. He's got so many stories about being this Stark County police officer.
I mean, that's our next movie right there. Just follow him around.
It's true. It's true.
A lot of stuff went down back in the 70s.
A lot of asphyxiation. That's all I...
Yes.
That's all I really
We'll just
remember.
Leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that.
But there was a lot of driving back and forth between, and I should point out, none of us live close to Minerva. I'm in, you know, probably, I'm not anywhere, I don't think I'm anywhere near as far as you guys are. I'm about an hour, and you guys got to be what, close to two?
About an hour and a half.
So
if the cops are out, you know, a little longer, maybe.
Yeah. Normally, 45-minute drive. So for us, it was interesting just scheduling things around our day-to-day jobs and getting out there. Now, this probably would fit in better when I'm talking about what the movie itself will be, but one thing I wanted to kind of point out to people just at this point in the talk is I am not a huge fan of a lot of the kind of Bigfoot television and the Bigfoot media stuff that's out there. And one of the reasons is I always feel like it's a little over dramatized. It's a little like in your face horror. And what we really wanted to do with this was make a movie that was very based in the reality of the situation, because I felt like the reality of the situation was interesting enough to carry the movie. So I feel like, and especially now we've got some of the editing in the can already, and I can already tell it's going to come across like probably no other Bigfoot documentary that's been out there, just because of the fact that we're doing our utmost to stray away from the things that typically you would see in this kind of movie. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. I think people are going to be surprised, even based upon some of the questions we've been getting. You know, the documentary is going to be nothing like what people are, I think, anticipating in a good way. I think it's going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Alan, I have to say, Alan is has been my hero on this production, and Jesse, both of you guys. But Alan's just been insane in the amount of work he's done. I've got to say, like, I think Alan's gone beyond me at this point in the amount of hours he's putting into things. And also, like, none of this would be possible without you guys, too. So that's been pretty awesome, just getting to work with you and get to know you.
Thanks,
and I
man.
Should say, coming into this, we barely knew each other. I mean, we had met twice before we ever shot out in Minerva. The day we met in Minerva to shoot was really our third time meeting. And at this point, we've spent hours and hours in text message conversations and... you know, we've been together shooting and everything. So it's been just an awesome experience just in that way, collaborating with someone on this project. But at its heart, I mean, this really is a movie about a Bigfoot sighting in a small town. You won't hear the word Bigfoot a ton in this movie. Not that it's completely absent, but to this family, to the Catons, this was just a creature. They were not even really aware of the term Bigfoot when they saw this thing. So... that's a really interesting part to it. Now, we're heading into filming wrapped. Hopefully, we might fill in some gaps here and there. But for now, filming's wrapped. We started post-production this past weekend at Alan's house. We got together and started the editing process. So at this point, the ball is mostly in Alan's court. He's piecing the film together piece by piece as we kind of tell him what to do. Jesse, should I be worried about that?
Well, I didn't really want to discuss this on camera live, but
it's great for our listeners.
No, not at all. You know, Alan and I have worked together on producing videos for our little, Fathom Frontiers thing for several years now, and it's not always easy, but at the end of the day, the end product is always something that, you know, we're happy with, we're proud of doing, and I think even as we can see from some of that initial editing conversations that we had over the past few days to get it, that portion of it to where it is, I foresee something like that happening throughout the rest of the film, but the end product is something that I think we were all really happy with, you know, and I think it takes a lot of, you know, you take the time to put it together, and then you have to be able to accept that there's going to be, you know, feedback and input to what you've just spent all these hours working on, and you may have to change some things, and to have the ability to just roll with that is, you know, that's something special. So, you know, I think we have I guess I'm tooting our own horn again, but I think between the, you know, Alan and I and you, Seth, I think we've got the right collaboration, the right team together to make this happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's it. That's all. We did want to take this opportunity to go ahead and talk a little bit about the future and where this will go. First of all, the Small Town Monsters name. Small Town Monsters will be the plan, tentatively, is, or not so tentatively, I guess, but the plan is to make Small Town Monsters a series of documentary features that will focus on various incidents around the country where some sort of creature or creatures were sighted and impacted a community in some way. And basically, it'll be a very in-depth investigation into those stories. So we probably will eventually move outside of the Bigfoot area, you know, if this keeps going in the way I would like it to. For now, it's, you know, Minerva Monster. There's some options we can go with on the next one as far as what we want to do. But for now, it's Minerva Monster. Small Town Monsters is going to be very active in social media. We have the Facebook page going live later tonight. Is that facebook.com/smalltownmonsters or what is it?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll be able to find us on Facebook at Small Town Monsters. Look that up. Again, that should be live sometime tonight. So probably by the time this episode posts in audio form, you will be able to look it up. Anything we need to address about the Facebook page before we move on?
No, I don't think so. Okay. You know, smalltownfacebook.com/smalltownmonsters.
You know, get active if yeah. You know, if you're a fan of Sasquatch and you want to interact with Small Town Monsters, just get on the Facebook page and start status updating or whatever it is people do with Facebook on there. Like, I never use Facebook.
Like that page.
Like it. Yeah, give it a big like. And there's going to be other social media venues, I'm pretty sure, that will be popping up eventually. I'm not sure what else Jesse's working on there. But after that, I guess the big thing would be that we will have a trailer going live. Now, the goal with the trailer is to have it done by the beginning of February. It will be done by the beginning of February. That is our goal. So, but that's not to say it couldn't post sooner than that. So keep your eyes peeled to that. Is that a thing? Eyes peeled? Did I just...
You just said that.
I keep your eyes peeled on that Facebook page for the trailer, because that will be up.
Don't hurt yourself, though. Don't hurt yourself.
Right, right. So the big thing that will happen, hopefully right around the same time the trailer goes up, is we'll be launching the Kickstarter to get the DVDs out there. This is Kickstarter. This isn't us asking you to fund some sort of project that'll never get done. It's basically a pre-order for your DVD. So if you're going to want a DVD copy, this will be a great way to do it. There's going to be other stuff besides just DVDs. You know, we're talking about, obviously, I'm a big digital streaming media guy, so I'm hopeful we'll be able to be out there in streaming media and downloads and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. That should be active at the very beginning of February, the Kickstarter. Next up would be the movie release itself. And who wants to... I'm going to let Alan announce the movie release.
Oh, yeah! All right.
We'll be premiering the Minerva Monster documentary after the Ohio Bigfoot Conference. That is May 16th, I believe.
16th or 16th. Yeah, right.
16th.
So it'll be right after the conference.
Yeah.
In the main room.
So it's at the conference. So if you're at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference this year, that is where this movie will be premiering. So that's the big announcement. And over the next few months leading up to that, obviously, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. We have hours, maybe not hours, but we have a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff shot that we'll be putting out there that's kind of fun to watch. And I don't intend on using Sasquatch as some sort of endless promotional tool. So don't, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, great, here, you know, this is akin to like a television evangelist, don't worry. We're not going that route with it. But
if you want to send us money, I'm kind of broke.
So we're off for tomorrow then? We're off for tomorrow? I'm confused.
So, yeah, stay tuned, you know, to the Facebook page. Sasquatch will probably do something else Minerva Monster related a little closer to the release. But for now, we did want to put this out there and let people know. If you're a fan of this show, then you might like this. Small Town Monsters is probably for you. So make sure you head over to that Facebook page. Am I forgetting anything, guys, announcement-wise? Is that it?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much would just, you know, keep an eye on the Facebook page. It'll be live later tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, we'll post on our other social media outlets on Fathom Frontiers. And Seth will, I'm sure, plug it on Sasquatch and kind of give you direction to go there if you forget about it or, you know, you fall asleep tonight early or something. But, you know, if not tonight, you know, tomorrow at some point. So that's where keep your eyes peeled for the updates there.
That's the new tagline for the movie.
Hashtag eyes peeled. No, hashtag Minerva Monster. Okay.
That's true. Use that hashtag Minerva Monster. Also, I probably could say there will be a poster within the next couple, let's say next month. I'm not 100% sure on when that's going to be done, but we will have a poster to show you guys pretty soon. And it's we've gotten an early glimpse at it. It's pretty amazing. So, Alan and Jesse, thanks for coming on. Thanks for talking about our movie with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, Seth.
All right. And you guys are on Facebook and all that stuff. Give a real quick plug for your shindigs.
Oh, I, facebook.com/fathomfrontiers. And then we have a little retail outlet, Grassman Gear, facebook.com/Grassman Gear. And, you know, stop by, take a visit. It's Christmas time. You got to find a gift, right?
We've got some new t-shirts, and we're fully stocked for the holiday season. So come on by grassmangear.com too.
Oh, speaking of television evangelist. All right. Thanks, guys. Join the conversation at facebook.com/sasswhat. Find us on Twitter by using the hashtag sasswhat, or you can find me on Twitter at Seth Breeds Love. Mark Matsky is on Twitter at Reverend Matsky. Send your letters to sasswhatmail@gmail.com and leave us a rating and review on iTunes.